back. You are listening to the Girling Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Welcome to our friends in Flint, WWCK Super Talk 1570 and WTRX Sports Extra 1330. Glad to have you guys with us. We're smoking up the backyards all over Michigan. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
We got a little summer wind, a little Frank Sinatra. Like that, baby.
Kind of makes me feel a little bit joisy.
You know why we're playing this?
Why is that?
We got Big Pauly.
Welcome, Big Pauly. How you doing?
Oh,
Big Pauly just lost him on the line. Had a little technical difficulties this morning, but it's live radio. That's okay.
Just a little slip of the finger on that phone dial.
Yeah. We'll get it back. We'll let a little Frank play on right underneath this. That sounds good.
We do still have the fortune of having Tom Buchanan here. And Tom Buchanan is the brewer from Ludington, and his joint there is called Jamesport Brewery. And right now, Tommy, what is the sample you just put in front of us?
This is our German Alt beer. It's probably our biggest selling beer. I know it's the one I produce the most of, possibly because it's my favorite.
Because you drink it all.
Yeah, that's probably true. Between
sorry
all
to
half
bust you on, sorry to bust you on 12 stations.
So tell me, what is an Alt beer?
Alt is a German ale that we ferment out at a little colder temperature than we would a lager. It might have a little bit more of the crisp flavors you'd find in a Pilsner style, but we ferment that at a little warmer temperature than a lager. And about 66 degrees Fahrenheit.
So a typical ale is fermented at what?
About 68.
70, 68. And a typical lager is about 60?
Usually 58-ish.
58?
Ours are anyway.
Okay.
You know,
and then a lager...
has their interpretation, I believe.
A lager yeast ferments from the bottom up, and an ale ferments top down. So the yeast is on the top of the mash.
That's correct.
All right. And an alt then would be top?
Top fermenting at a little lower temperature.
But a little cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And the effect is what?
The effect is a little bit a crisper finish.
Fantastic.
Alt is German for old.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah, it is.
It's tasty. A great food beer. It goes with everything.
Yeah, it really does. Hey, I understand we've got our friend on the East Coast, the Goomba Big Pauly, on the line. Good day, Pauly.
Hey, good morning, Bobby. Sorry for the technical difficulties beyond my control.
Well, if you turn the phone on, it works better, but we're glad you did.
Hey, Pauly, welcome to the show, buddy.
I'm up in the mountains today, so sometimes the reception ain't that good. How's everything going out there, guys?
Good, buddy. We were talking yesterday. We had quite a conversation, but the part I pulled out of it was we were really talking about concealed carry and all this tragedy and stuff that's going on, and you know, you and I are both pretty much in the same camp, but I just kind of wanted to, I guess, get your take on the bias that goes on. Every time there's a shooting, you got these crazies that come out and go, "We need gun control," and that irks me.
You know, Bob, it should, because, you know, you're a hunter, I'm a hunter. I know we have a lot of friends that hunt, okay? And my experience has been that hunters are the most responsible and most, you know, conservationist-minded people, you know, in terms of any kind of use of firearms. And it's because, you know, you go through training, you respect the weapon. And I just think what was going on, yet, you know, the last couple of days is surely insane. But I can't tell you how many of my friends and people I know come up to me and said, if only somebody was in that theater who may have been, you know, been armed, maybe take this guy out sooner. Maybe we could have saved some lives. But, you know, these poor people were sitting there utterly defenseless at the mercy of a madman. And, you know, it just makes you think about all the stories you hear, things that you hear in the NRA, the armed citizen. You hear things where people are, you know, we have a hero come to rescue. Even if there was a law enforcement officer in the crowd that night carrying his weapon, maybe we could have saved some lives. And this, instead, you're at the mercy of a monster. And then we talk about gun control. And the problem is that any reasonable, rational person who has a weapon, has a gun, is not going to do something like this insane person did the other night. And all of our, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to the families of those wonderful, wonderful people who now no longer have a chance to enjoy anything because of a madman. I would tell you this. I think that what this person did, they should be punished beyond the fullest extent of the law if it was possible. But we shouldn't punish everyone else because of one person or a few people's insane acts. So I think that's what sparked the conversation. And Bob, it's almost universal. Everyone I talk to, everyone keeps saying, if only somebody was there to stop him. Well, you can only stop a guy with a rifle, probably with another rifle or a pistol. I mean, there was nothing else that could have been done. Thank God he's under arrest, and thank we're going to be out of our lives very soon.
Well, yeah, and the good news is there were a bunch of police officers in the theater, at least, that did get to get in and help and take care of the situation. That, you know, hats off to the theater. They were at least ramped up for a big crowd.
Yeah.
But I guess the part that irks me is you've got these people that just don't like us having guns. You've got Secretary of State right now pushing for this UN arms, small arms treaty. Total screw job for the Second Amendment. We cannot let that happen. There's no reason the UN has to have anything to do with my gun locker, okay? I don't even care if the UN's here anymore. I just assume they moved them off to Greenland or somewhere because I just don't have any use for them.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it goes back to our beginnings. Okay, we hunted to survive. Okay, and you and I, we hunt, and you know, we also talk about making some great recipes on your show regarding the game that we get. But you know, I like to look at it where I hunt, and I taught my children this and friends I have. You know, we like to look at the way Native Americans used to hunt, use every part of the animal. When I was younger, you know. When I was really young, my mom used to think I was crazy because we would skin the deer skins and use them for blankets even. So, you know, for now the UN to come in and tell us what to do, it seems a little absurd. But there's too many good Americans out there who understand what's going on. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is start, you know, screwing around with the Second Amendment and start screwing around with the Constitution.
Right. Well, the Second Amendment was actually in large part to keep the government from becoming tyrannical. It's an armed militia is what the founding fathers expected us to have, and that's really to keep the government honest. And the UN and a lot of people in our government just aren't honest. So keep your guns, boys.
Bob, you know why people don't understand what you're talking about sometimes? Because they don't know history. We don't teach true, accurate history. And
no, we don't.
I think if we did, I think our fellow citizens who may have a different view may come to see why, you know, these things were put in the Constitution in the first place. Why were they that important that you had to put them in the first 10 amendments, you know? And, you know, our
That's
job,
right.
Bob, we're broadcast. We're fierce defenders of the First Amendment. But, you know, we defend all the amendments. We defend the Constitution. That's our job.
That's right. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Gorilla Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we're talking with Paul Rotella, my Goomba, who is actually the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and just a good grilling guy. And, you know, this isn't really a grilling topic. It's a guy topic, but that's what we like to cover, and Jop and I are both very, very staunch Second Amendment people, and we love our
weapons.
Yeah, well,
I want to say your timing is very apropos, because until yesterday, I'm going to be picking up a new rifle I found at my gun shop. I have a great local gun dealer here where I live, and he's always getting some things in and out of his store. But I just found a beautiful old Browning BBR 30-06, which I got to tell you a funny story. I don't know if you know, but we moved into a new house recently, my wife and I. And when we moved, my wife threw all my hunting equipment, clothing out because, quote, they were full of holes and mice were living in them, which I thought that's what made a good hunting outfit anyway.
Right.
So I was in the store looking to get some new, you know, some new clothes for the fall season, which is coming up way too fast. And I found this beautiful BBR Browning 30-06. And I got to tell you, the stock on this rifle is just amazing. You ever see that blonde, like maple, tiger maple stock on some of these? This is almost like, I don't think it's a tiger maple, but almost looks like a tiger maple. It's got hints of red and gold and just a beautiful piece of work. So obviously your point is very well put for me this weekend.
All right. Well, Paulie, thanks so much for joining us. Always good to talk to you, pal, and I'm sure we'll be talking next week during the week. So you have a good week, buddy.
That sounds great. You'd be good. Bobby, thanks so much.
All right. That was Paulie Argumba. You've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Get out this weekend. Fire up your grill. Enjoy the backyard. We've had you enjoyed having you here.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.